Do your house guests normally jump out of the window, Professor Dunning?
Not normally, no, Inspector.
Detective Inspector Lionheart. And you say the victim was acting distressed?
Oh, he was in a terrible state. Poor fellow. Kept saying that people were after him.
But no indication of who?
No, none at all.
Yeah. And he jumped from here?
Yes, just where you're standing.
But it wasn't the fall that killed him?
No.
It was the passing tram?
I believe it was, yes.
And the startled cart horse didn't help much either?
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
So what time would you say our visitor woke you?
Oh, he didn't. I was reading a story to some of my students.
What kind of story?
A ghost story. One of my own.
At Christmas?
Oh, it's a little tradition we have. Every year I have some of the boarders round here on Boxing Day.
Don't they mind?
Mind?
Are you casting a dark cloud over their Christmas festivities?
I'm sorry?
And so, you were scarifying your students. Our mysterious friend comes knocking, in a bit of a state, you say. Then, apropos of nothing, jumps out of the window, in front of a tram, and under a horse. Curious, wouldn't you agree?
Very.
And you've absolutely no idea who he was?
No. Oh, except he was Russian.
Russian?
Yes. Well, he spoke Russian.
He did?
Oh, yes. I'm Professor of Ancient History here at the university. Do a bit on the Varangian dynasty.
Of course you do.
Yes.
And what did he say in Russian?
Well, nothing that made a lot of sense. Chort, diavol, that sort of thing.
Which means?
Demon, devil.
Demons and devils. Naturally. Anything else you forgot to mention?
Did I mention the giant invisible wings?
Professor Dunning.
Ah, Inspector. Good morning.
Thank you for coming.
So, this is Whitechapel Police Station. It's not how I imagined it.
And what did you imagine?
Murders by gaslight, I suppose.
The Ripper murders were some time ago, Professor. 50 years.
Of course they were, yes.
I can't remember a great deal about them.
Oh, you mean you were...
Constable. Oh. I'll have one of those.
That'd be a penny, Gov.
Well, I see you've made the late additions.
It seems so.
You didn't tell me you were a writer.
I thought I did.
Not a published one.
Oh, I dabble, you know. But my main calling, as I said, is Professor of Ancient History. And
after you. I confess I'd never heard of you. I don't read that kind of thing myself.
No? And what do you read?
I don't have time to read. I have invisible monsters to catch.
Lionheart!
Ah, Chief. How are we this morning?
Not good, Lionheart, not good. My head's fair bursting with an headache.
Good Christmas, then.
Found myself in bed this morning with absolutely not the faintest idea how I got there. Bloody brandy, eh? Who's this, then?
This is Professor Dunning.
Ah, Edward Dunning. Chap jumped out of your window.
Yes, pleased to meet you.
Pleasure's all mine, Professor. The living dead man,
ooh.
The woman with two souls, the affair of the clutching hand. Read them all, I have.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. I have a book reading tonight, if you're interested. 7 o'clock at the university.
Oh, dear me, no. Sounds very dull. Anyway, moustache, this headache is absolute murder.
Perhaps a cup of coffee might help.
Coffee? What a ghastly thought. Hair of the dog, I should say. Anyway, toodaloo.
Yes, goodbye,
Chief Inspector Fang. After you.
Where are we going? Into the cellar?
Hide your head.
Oh. It's very dark in here.
Yes. Now, where are the lights?
Here.
Ah! Oh!
Doctor, I warned you before about creeping around like that. Sorry, Professor. This is Dr. Sliver.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't expecting it. Oh, dear me.
Not at all.
And this is the station mortuary. Sliver, Professor Dunning. He's a famous writer.
Is he indeed? And what does Professor Dunning write?
Supernatural fiction.
Ghost stories.
Well, yes, ghosts, ghouls. Things that go bump in the night, you know.
Much like this chap, in fact.
Very good, Lionheart, very good. But he did more than go bump.
Oh. Oh, dear.
Yes. He is a bit of a mess.
Come along now, Professor. I'm sure you've written about worse. Just a little.